Excellent, excellent.
Samachay, the sugya of if you can be matter, a filish leibufan of. Here he goes. Okay, let's start the
Skaya.
tape now.
Skaya.
Okay. Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. We're beginning now after a little some preliminary sidurim. Harav Lederreich, do you have the availability to the screen sharing? He does. Wonderful. Okay, today's sugya discusses the question of somebody who's muder mechaveroi. No, we're on Daf Samachay. And muder mechaveroi, it's on page 104 in the book. 104. If someone is muder mechaveroi, how is the process for being matir this? The Gemara on Samachay on Ma'alef goes through this following brisa. Tanya. Ha'muder mechaveroi, ein matir loy ela bifanav. In order to be matter this nether for the neider, you need to be matter befonov of the madir. That has to be done in front of the madir. The Ran will explain in a moment why and what the metzias is. Minani mili amar Rav Nachman d'chsev ve'er meshem al Moshe b'midyon Kodesh Baruch Hu. And last week's parsha, I guess we can still call it. The Sunday is still parshas of Va'era. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go back. Ki meisu kol nashim Hashem mevakshim es nafshecho. Amar loy b'midyon nadarta. You made a neder not to go back. B'midyon lech vater nedarech b'midyon. T'chsev ha'yayol Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu made a neder to Yisrael that he was going to stay. You need to be matur the neder. Ve'ein ola elashua t'chsev ha'yayol Moshe ba'ola. Look at this. What the Shaykhis to Nebuchadnezzar is, as you know, yesterday's Haftira and the Haftira of the coming week discusses Nebuchadnezzar. There it's spelled as Nebuchadrezzar. That's a discussion for another time. Marad Asherzbiu Melikim. Mai Maraduse. What was the rebellion against Nebuchadnezzar? Ashke Titkiel Nebuchadnezzar, Davik Ochel Arnevochayo, eating a live rabbit. So there's two shitais of what chaya means. The Mefarish brings both. One is that it wasn't cooked. Second of all, it was mamash chaya. And Nebuchadnezzar was capable of anything. But this is not a thing that's passed for a king. So he made Tzidkiyahu swear that he won't expose him. And he was shayel neshua. In other words, he wanted to tell the world what kind of person we're dealing with. Did you not see what he did? He made a shvuah that he will not be megala. And how could he possibly do it? There's such a thing as being shayel on the shvuah. Adkan, Lashon of the Gemara, which is a quasi agadata, but it has obviously major halachic implications. So from the Gemara is mevuyer that you need to be befun of two makaris, one from Moshe Rabbeinu that it was Nishbal Yisrael, that he won't leave Midian without his Rishus. Why was it necessary for Yisrael to keep the Edom there? And the answer is business. Business. And then Bud explains that Yisrael needed Moshe there because he was running his flocks. So that was the impetus for the Shua, because Baruch Hu sent him to be Goyal Kla Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu told him, you need to be matter the neder, the shvua, before Fnei Yisrael. So that's Raya number one. You need to have Tzarech Latir B'fana. Raya number two is from Titkiyahu, as the Lashon of the Gemara that we just said there. Why do we need Rak B'fana? So the Ram brings two taimim from Yerushalmi. Either Because the inyan of busha, they should be mevuyish to be matter him, which that busha applies only if it's in person. The second possibility, the Yerushalmi says, is me'achshad, because when somebody sees that he's being over in the shvua, it has to get out that he's not being over in the shvua, that it was nitar. What's the nafkamina between the two? Time him if you can tell him after the fact. Or if it's not Latevasai, then we don't care if he's mevuyish or not. Let's take a look here in the Ran from the Yerushalmi. Top on the we're at the bed now. Kadeshli Zavu, I will nadir, said around this question as to what the exact parameters of this requirement that Rabbi Bafanov is totally un amachlekis in the Yerushalmi. Dikamandar masam tamlis nehabusha klemishis baish mechavarish and nedahilan ase vachshreitz and shetirlai. But we want him to be embarrassed. And that is required that it be Bafanov. We don't want it to be matrit. Hai tamlish laichalik shenardahilan ase. Alabach hamash maternais of Roshlai Bafanov. You could have time. And the second reason that Nechshad Klemish Chmerishu Mudar Menali Yedav Ayteru Gshu Nana Mani Yechshem Shlai Rol Nidroy doesn't know that it was Matarit. Therefore, it has to be on the fun of so she he know that it is Matarit. And the Nafkamin is like time I flow Nedushusha Leilanas Chaverim Tadmel Bafun of the Ikechshada. Another Nafkamin is Lamanda Mechshad Kol Shidu Material Life Shlai Panav. There's no longer a necessity that it be. Fun of. The Ran and Tosis the Rishonim or Dan, if that's the case, how was the Sanhedrin matter to Shua to Tzitzkiyo? It had to be Lefonov, and this was not Lefonov. It wasn't Lefonov Mifnei Nebuchadrezzar. So the Ran answers that since it was since he was Mitzta'er and it was being Mevutal Melechas Shamayim, so it has a category of the Var Mitzvah. And for the bar mitzvah, matirin shaloi b'fonav. For the bar mitzvah, matirin shaloi b'fonav. The Ran here says, on the second wide line, mitzitikol mitzitar b'yoysir k'shlo yachol agalas u'mizbathle y'dekach b'lechash shemayim. The mitzvah ha-melech sh'mitzav le'em matirin mitzvah y'lem l'kayach k'ach tirtzu b'taisus. And this is the way the Rishonim have this mahalach. Was also brought in the Rivash and the Ramah and Simon Reish Chaf and the Luchos Nedarim Sif Chaf Paskinzit LaHalacha. Let's see the Ramah on page 107. Nidre Nader Al Das Chaveray Ein 108 A Matirin Lai Elam Kain Hadiu Al Oisa Shenader Al Daitai. Yes, I am. The filatira ematirim elamadaita, ritsaine vachain iker. Dafka shnadal daita, bishul shun toiva sha osoloi, yachlai terkach. And the Ramah has a riches hadvarim on the exact parameters of this. And then, on page 109, he brings this shita, which is mevusis, yes, I am, on page 109. Where the tzion to the shach of nun dalet is, yesh aimrim, and that is the revush that is mevusis on the taisis I just mentioned to you. The revush is printed earlier. You can take a look at it. Yesh aimrim l'tzarich mitzvah materi nedesh nedesh b'las chaver efil b'lay das chaver. Rabbeinu Ashach goes through the parameters of this heter, the bar mitzvah, because there are a couple of questions here. Both the Rivash and the Shach asked this question. The shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Gal Yisrael Yisrael was the ultimate mitzvah. There's no mitzvah bigger than being creating history here. No mitzvah gedel yaseir mezu to be Gal Yisrael Yisrael, Gal Yisrael. Nevertheless, we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu would require to go back to Yisrael to be matzah de shul befanav. So from this etzem story here, we see that var mitzvah cannot be mutar elei befanav. Otherwise, why go back to Yisrael? This is the kasha of Rivash and the Shach. The Shach explains das hatoisvis. Shach explains das hatoisvis that. This kasha, by the way, is also asked by the Taz in Sif Kut and Lamed Gimel that you see here on the left side. The Shach says the Shitsa Taisvis is not called a Dvar Mitzvah unless it's absolutely the only possibility. There's no other Eitzah. And here there was another Eitzah. Why? Harbaz Rachel Amokoim. The Rebbe Shalom had innumerable ways for him to be Goyal Chai Yisrael. Why did he need Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu? Elamai will say he didn't need Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu. Aber nicht das so. Look in the Shach. The Shach says, the nearly stirved by Taisvis on the first wide line. This is a quotation from the Rivash. And when the Lichz Meshem Shalom 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 When we come back, we actually asked the Taisi to custom Arik. I'll ask for Abel Chosh Dor Mitzvah El Hechshi F line 7 Pesach. The F shall la Mitzvah lasses Eisim Lei Ba Faras Hashua. Our question was if it's possible to make him, otherwise do not be made for the Shua. Make this bigger, please. M.K. Moshe Nami. I have it in front of me, so I don't have to stare at the. Haray, Harba Rebbe Chatzol Lamaka. The Rebbe has many ways of doing things, and he could have found another way to save Klal Yisrael. Yachlu Yisrael Mebliyish Yitzarach Meishel Mitzrayim. Yishleim Adas Rematan Kadosh Baruch Hu Shleil Mitzrayim Atchiat Er Neder and Kain Shalai Hitter El Ena Mitzvah. Adkan Divrei Rabbeinu Hashach. The Ratzayin of a Kadosh Baruch Hu was that he go back. Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that it would be done dafka through this, and therefore he needed to go back to be matir the neder, and as long as he wasn't matir the neder, it's takanisht a proper way to do it. Agav, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the Mefarshim Mikra, talk about when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama hari oisim, lama shel achtoni, how could that be? So the first Shemir explained, Chas v'shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was not mahar on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions when he said, Me'oz basi al pyrei heir elam hazeh. What he meant to say was, I understand that Rabbi Shalom, that you have some plan here. Ich bin nicht mahar acher rabbi. But why me? Why me? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Ato tira, now you'll see. Ato can be beforeish both as now, or can be beforeish with the aleph, the schalef, you. You are, in fact, necessary. B'raiv isan v'nusai, Moshe Rabbeinu was the un of mikol odom. B'raiv isan v'nusai, Moshe Rabbeinu, taina was, what's that, what's me? I'm not the right person for this. I'm too shvach. I'm not a strong person. You need a tough guy to fight with Paro here. And the Bishlam answered him, no, I have a plan, and that plan requires you, Moshe. And don't be Mahara over that part of the plan, too. And here you see, basically, this is how the Shach and the other Mefarshim are taking this Indian of the Shavuot, too. The Rabino, they're often college, afterwards in Yerushalayim, Muva in the Sefer Kavitzel Sesharon of Yidinu Agoyin Hagodo, Rav Kalbach, who those who will be attending the Echikala will have the opportunity, Mirat Hashem, to hear from him in person. So the Imre Bina, it's brought here in the Kavitzel Sesharon, brings the Shach, and he says, I don't understand. Moshe himself had a mitzvah which he could not do unless he was matir de shvua. And as we said a moment ago, there's a medrash which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he had to be the one who is effectuating the geula. And without that, nothing would happen. This question is raised by Rabbeinu HaFloin Sefer Panim Yafis. Sefer Panim Yafos al Torah is one of the seminal mefarshim by the Gedalia Achronim. It's a sefer which is Moly and Gadush from every single possible angle of Torah, Halacha, Machshava, Drush, Agada, Zayra Kadesh, Kabbalah. It's not learned by the Elm so much because it's a difficult sefer. But the Afla says, written by Kitzer, and he has the following teretz. It's worth learning this shtickle of Afla inside. Afla said like this. Amr Chazal. V'midyon nadarta v'ashach b'yerideya hiksha. So why is this not the ultimate Dvar Mitzvah? And the note, Panim Yafos says, Kedasa Taisa Rambam and Darim Uv Ramo. Near it, Zed Dafka Gabi Yisrael, the Mistama Nichalei. This means this is only for a Yisrael. And he brings a Taisa and Gittin, Nedal Das Rabban, Bar Mitzvah, Shlaya Tara, Ben Atam, Shem Mistama Nichalei, Rabban, Shem Mitzvah. Everybody is Mistama agreeable to this. Get most of top of the next page. Of Gabi Yisrael, he was not a Jew, he was a guy. Filach Rusik Manda Omar Gabi Bihad Yisrael, Shinasa Besar Khudun Khudun, he never was Makabal the Garris, Belev Shalem. Choskin Shadalan is Gar Leklamer Mistamanichale, and that is the reason why he needed to be Bafanav, even though it was a Dvar Mitzvah. And even though the chayra for Dvar Mitzvah, according to this Shach and this Ramah, you can be matter of filu shaloi b'fanov. There are problems here from the Nebuchadnezzar. We'll deal with this at another time. I mean, because really, if you think about it, and the Magia raises this question, and Rav Kalbach and Chavetz Chaim raises this question, the entire makar for the din of Matir and Bar Mitzvah is from the story of Tzidkiyahu and Nebuchadnezzar. And there was no bigger guy in the history of the world than Nebuchadnezzar. So if you're going to say with Gayim, as the Panim Yafos says, that there's no heter to Bar Mitzvah, then the entire Iker falls apart. And how is it possible to miyashav the heter Taisis Ramah when he cites her Atzmai Neyubay? The Ritva writes that the din of Madir, the fun of a material with fun of, is only be Yisrael and not an Akum. So the question remains, why did they need to do so by Yisrael and Nechnetzer? That was sort of a gather of a Hirosh Shah, because it was a Chil Hashem. It was a Chil Hashem in both cases, and therefore we want to avoid that, if at all possible. Ritva. This Ritva is brought here on page 112. The shasin that we use for Nedarim have the Hilchos Nedarim L'Ramban printed in the back, and around it is Talmid Talmidei. The Ritva, Ra'ah was the Talmud of the Ramban, and the Ritva was the Talmud of the Ra'ah, so the Ritva was obviously very rooted in the Ramban, even though, as you know well, he is not Mahasis to be Chelik on the Ramban throughout Shas. I'll come upon him here. There's a small piece of Ritva that says, V'adar Shari Yidim, Estarvish, and Dechir, Minim, Atinel, Bufanim, Halim, Bin, Bin, Yisrael. V'adar Atinel, Mekum, Chil Hashem, Gain Yisrael, V'chnetzel, V'kir Chash, Lom, Takala. It's the issue of Chil Hashem. Why this is constitutes Chil Hashem, you can think about, I think you'll be able to figure it out yourself. When we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, we're talking about Yisrael, who are two of the most prominent Goyim in the history of the world. You need to make sure that everything is a Vegeshtalt and a Tzadi Yisr type. Okay, if you look back into the Rivash, you'll see that the Rivash basically says this, you say that when it comes to Matzav Chil Hashem, then you're not matter b'fanav, even if it's a Dvar Mitzvah. And here was a Chil Hashem with both Nebuchadnezzar and Yisrael. Let's conclude here with this shtickle from Sefer Yad Eliyahu. Yad Eliyahu has a Kasha and the Shach. We must have Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kasha Ol Mefarshim asked. After all, in Moshe Rabbeinu state, like, come Navi be Israel, Asher Asa Kol HaMoshim. So you see clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu was an absolute necessity. Secondly, it's chas from this mitzvah, such a big mitzvah, the tzivu from the Rabban Shalalem. You want to say that this tzivu in the Rabban Shalalem to be Galakai Israel was not big enough to be Deicha Shvuah, which is only Yisra Gomim, Neinayachar, even mitzvah in the Surya Shvuah. So you see that there are many kashas in this Rebush. And he says, I'll give you a teretz, I'll pay another medrash. The medrash says there were not one but two Shvuahs from Moshe Rabbeinu. The first was the Shvuah to Israel that in exchange for taking him in and refuge and marrying his daughter, he wouldn't leave. As we mentioned earlier, Yisrael had Dvar Magai, needed Moshe Rabbeinu to run his vast sheep enterprise. You know, the Vayber weren't obviously doing a good enough job. They couldn't even get them water. Second, that he wouldn't take his daughter, his wife, Yisrael's daughter, back to Mitzrayim. Memela, says the Eliyahu, the Tzarech from the Geula, meaning that he had to go himself. But who says he had to take his wife back? That's not a Dvar Mitzvah. And for that, since Moshe Rabbeinu obviously wanted his family together, and he wanted to bring his wife and children back, for that he needed that Torah. Oh, and he had some shlichus from the Rabbi Yishalayim to be Goel Klai Yisrael, if them not from Kanei Torah, because this is Pashut. This is Pashut. But when it comes to taking back his wife and children, no. And this we have necessity of having a shvuah, which is nitar, to allow the entire family to come back. Rooted in Agada. Thank you for listening. And thanks my colleagues, both Rav Pesach and Yedid Nafshi, Rav Yosef Chaim, for listening. Obviously, the Amar Makom is here. This Yad Eliyahu, difficult print, but I think you can make it out, and you'll see the Shakavatari here when it comes to this question of how necessity of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Goyal Klai Yisrael. For those who are coming on to learn, preparatory to Rabbi Weiss Shir will be there starting in about 5 to 10 minutes. Yeshakach.
Oh, yeah.